This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Country with Rita. First up today is going to be a real favourite New Zealand singer of mine, and it's Roger Tibbs singing Do What You Do Do Well. Originally from Lower Hutt, Roger was a member of the Hutt Valley Country and Western Society band in the early 1970s, before his solo career. He's an award-winning yodeler, balladeer, singer, songwriter, and his awards include the prestigious Tamworth Gold Guitar for top-selling album in Australasia. This song was written and sung by Ned Miller in 1964 and is a simple message from a dad to his son about not worrying about things out of his control and make a good job of whatever he does do.
He couldn't move a mountain or tear down a big oak tree, but my daddy became a mighty big man with a simple about a mighty big man with a mighty big heart and the mighty few words to say. And they were, do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Hide your lady.
Always really enjoy listening to Roger singing and yodeling. A Place in the Country is a beautiful song by Bill Anderson. James William Anderson III, born in 1937, has become one of the most successful songwriters in country music history. He's also a popular singer and TV personality, earning the nickname Whispering Bill for his soft vocal style and occasional spoken narratives. He has released more than 40 studio albums and has reached number one on the country charts 7 times. 29 more of his singles have reached the top 10. Quite a sad song, really, and I imagine many people have had similar dreams. Sadly, sometimes life gets in the way, and this man obviously put everyone before his own dreams.
Some odd years he faced the grind here in the city, hustling day in, day out, just trying to survive. His wife wanted the finer things. His three kids wanted college. It always took what little bit he tried to put aside. But through it all, he had one thing that seemed to keep him going. A dream that someday he could leave city life behind. His temples grayed, his pace slowed down, but his dream never faded. He told me all about it at least a thousand times. He always wanted a place out in the country, where the birds sing in the morning and the grass is emerald green. A place where he could feel the morning sunshine and sit out in the evening where the air is fresh and clean. It took lots of overtime to keep his wife up with the Joneses, and more to get his son out of his run-ins with the law. The more it took, the more he gave, never once complaining. I don't know how he ever stood the pressure of it all. I never thought he'd make it, but he finally left the city. Now he's got that special little place to call his own. Today I took a ride out in the country just to see it. It wasn't hard to find, because his name was on the stone. He always wanted a place out in the country, where the birds sing in the morning and the grass is emerald green. A place where he could feel the morning sunshine, sit out in the evening where the air is fresh and clean. He always wanted a place out in the country.
Wow, I really think we better have something a bit brighter after that. And this is from Patsy Rigger singing I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart. In the 1980s, country and western music was a big part of the Kiwi music landscape, and arguably its best loved star was Patsy Rigger. Beautiful Lady from her 1983 album was a song she wrote herself, and it won the most popular song in the 1983 Music Awards. This song, I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart, was written and first recorded in 1935 by Ruby Blevins, who performed as Patsy Montana. It was the first country song by a female artist to sell more than 1 million copies. The singer is declaring that her ambition is to be a cowboy's sweetheart and everything that that will bring her.
Sweet.
are tuned in to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you are listening to Country with Rita. Hank Snow is going to sing for us a beautiful song called Blossoms in the Springtime. Hank was an accomplished songwriter whose clear baritone voice expressed a wide range of emotions, including the joys of freedom and travel, as well as the anguish of tortured love. His music was rooted in his beginnings in small-town Nova Scotia, where, as a frail 80-pound youngster, he endured extreme poverty, beatings and psychological abuse, as well as physically punishing labour during the Great Depression. Through it all, his musically talented mother provided the emotional support he needed to pursue his dream of becoming a famous entertainer like his idol, the country star Jimmy Rogers. He had a career that spanned more than 50 years, recorded 140 albums and charted more than 85 singles. Songs written by Vaughan Horton and recorded by Hank Snow. And I'm thinking that maybe the singer is apart from his love all winter, and the spring means it's time to go back.
When I see blossoms in the springtime, I know that sweetheart time is here. My love that blossoms in the springtime blooms in my heart through all the year. I love the blossoms in the springtime, kissed by the sunshine and the rain. I love to hold you, oh my darling, when kisses bloom in sweetheart lane. Sometimes a spark of love may smolder, never to flame all winter long. Then, like the blossoms in the springtime, burst with the first red robin song. I love the blossoms in the springtime, kissed by the sunshine and the rain. I love to hold you, oh my darling, when kisses bloom in sweetheart's lane.
Slipping around Georgia Brown, we're going to hear now from Tim McNamara. Timothy Edmund McNamara was born in 1922 near Orange, New South Wales. A pioneer of Australian country music, not only by his own performances, by the help that he gave fellow performers. He was the youngest of 11 children. He worked as a boundary rider on a sheep station when he was 12. The following year, when the family relocated to Sydney, he refused to accompany them. Instead, having quit school, he spent the next 4 or 5 years working on dairy farms. He learned to play guitar, sing and yodel the hillbilly songs that he heard on the radio by singers like Tex Morton. He saw service with the Air Force during World War II, and some of it overseas, but he always sang whenever the opportunity arose. This version's not quite what I'd been looking for, as the words have been changed, using little bits of other songs, but I love the tune and the memories it brings.
jumping around sweet Georgia Brown, and a worried mind I feel. I got the toothache from her candy kisses in my merry Oldsmobile. I'll take the midnight train from Tennessee to see Sioux City soon. It's Molly Maloney's wedding day, so tooly-ooly-doo. If you yodel that sweet Swiss lullaby, darling mama, what'll I do? You made me love you till I die, and your bloodshot eyes are blue. Just because it's Christmas on the range, there's this cold war with you. My daddy is only a picture now, but that's a frame of two. I was slipping around sweet Georgia Brown with Columbus Stockade Blue. It's a doggone shame one has my name, but they ain't gonna turn me loose. To those dear hearts and gentle people, I'll try to be good, good, good. You ought to see me hold the lantern while my mother chops the wood. I heard that Frankie and Johnny have shot old Skip when they aimed that gun at me. And naughty Angeline thinks I'm divine, but she's too fat for me. I'm slipping around sweet Georgia Brown, cause she goes right to my head. But with all that stardust in a buttermilk sky, don't make me go to bed. I heard that Frankie and Johnny have shot old Skip when they aimed that gun at me. And naughty Angeline thinks I'm divine, but she's too fat for me. That's why I'm slipping around with Georgia Brown, cause she goes right to my head. But with all that stardust in a buttermilk sky, don't make me go to bed. Slipping around Georgia Brown, I'll never.
Another special song from Loretta Lynn called You're Looking at Country. Unlike some country western stars that sang about rural working class life but lived an urban middle class existence, Loretta Lynn's country roots were unquestionably authentic. Born Loretta Webb in a log cabin nestled in the backwoods hills of Kentucky, she was the daughter of a coal miner who worked long hours to keep his family fed and clothed. She met her future husband, Oliver Doolittle Lynn, when she was only 13. They married a year later and she gave birth to her first child when she was just 14 years old. Lynn had three more children before she was 21 and was a grandmother at 29. Lynn seemed destined for a hard life raising her growing family in a three-roomed house with no running water or indoor plumbing. However, while listening to her singing to the children, her husband became convinced that Loretta sang as well as anyone else on the radio. For her 26th birthday, he bought her a $17 guitar and encouraged her to learn to play. And in 1960, she released her first recorded single, I'm a Honky Tonk Girl. This special lady is a favourite of mine, and this song's a real fun song to sing. It's basically saying, what you see is what you get. You can have me, but you put a ring on my finger first.
Well, I like my living down country style, and this little girl would walk a country mile to find her a good old slow talking country boy. I said a country boy. I'm about as old fashioned as I can be, and I hope you're liking what you see. 'Cause if you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause the country's all I am. I love running barefooted through the old cornfields, and I love that country ham. Well, you say I'm a man just to fit your plans, but does a barnyard shovel fit your hands? If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country. If your country is a little green, and there's a lot of country
country that you ain't seen. I'll show you around if you'll show me a wedding band. I said a wedding band. When it comes to love, well, I know about that. Country folks all know where it's at. If you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause country is all I am. I love running barefooted through the old corn fields, and I love that country hand. Well, you say I'm a maid just to fit your plans, but does a barnyard shovel fit your hands? If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country. If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country.
We're coming to my last song for today, and I do hope you've enjoyed my program and renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a special country song, just give us a call on Radio Kidnappers on 87 88 710. I'll be back next week, same time. Take the World But Give Me Jesus is a gospel song sung by George Jones. George Glenn Jones was born with a broken arm in Saratoga, Texas, which was an oil field town. He was born in 1931 to Claire and George Washington Jones. His father, a truck driver and pipe fitter, bought George his first guitar when he was 9, and with help from a Sunday school teacher, he taught himself to play melodies and chords. As a teenager, he sang on the streets, in Pentecostal revival services, and in the honky-tonks in the Gulf Coast port of Beaumont. Bus drivers let him ride free if he sang. Soon he was appearing on radio shows, forging a style modelled on Lefty Frizzell, Roy Acuff and Hank Williams. This gospel song is suggesting that even though things may get tough and sad, he's going to be okay as long as he has Jesus to lift him up. Take care of each other and keep safe.
Let me have his constant smile. Then throughout my pilgrim's journey, faith shall cheer me all the while. Be thou near me, keep and cheer me through life's dark and stormy way. Turn my sadness into gladness, turn my darkness into day. All my fears I give to Jesus, rest my weary soul on Him. Though my way be hid in darkness, never can His light grow dim. Let the road be rough and dreary, and its end far out of sight. Put it bravely, strong and weary, trust in God and do the right. Take the world, but give me Jesus. Let me have His constant smile. Then throughout my pilgrim's journey, faith shall cheer me all the while. Be thou near me, keep and cheer me through life's dark and stormy way. Turn my sadness into gladness, turn my darkness into day.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.